Hello, hello, my beautiful friend. Welcome to the Luna Ashley Show. I'm Luna, your witchy BFF meets your online biz bestie. In this podcast, you're going to be getting all of the systems, the strategies, and the energetics that are necessary to build an aligned, heart-centered, six-figure business. So with that being said, pull up a seat, make yourself comfy, and we're going to deep dive into this episode.
Hello, beautiful soul. How are you doing? Welcome to our next episode in the tarot journey. We have been following our hero all the way from the beginning, right? From the fool energy, from that beautiful, I am a beginner. I am ignorance on fire. I do not know what's up or down or sideways, but I know that I want to go in this direction and I'm going for it, to where we are right now. And I always like to preface by saying, make sure if you've not listened to our entire journey to go back. And if at any time I reference another card, things feel a little sticky, to go back to the card that I'm referencing, sit with the journal prompts. Yes, you are going to get journal prompts so that you're fully ready to be here present with us, because we did not get here by accident. So we are just making our way. Cue that song, right? Making our way downtown. All right, I'm not going to sing to you guys. But we are going to get into the meaning of the judgment card, what this means for your business and your life. You guys know I'm going to reference business quite a bit, but even if you're not a business person, how we approach business really is a mirror for how we are approaching life. So you can absolutely utilize what I've already to share with you. And we're talking about magnetizing your desires, co-creating your life with your higher power. The themes are still the same. You are still the hero of your story. You are still going to see these archetypes. These are still lessons that are going to be learned, that are required. Okay. So first things first, if you have a tarot deck, I'm going to encourage you to go ahead and get that out and pull the judgment card. Okay. Have that out in front of you. We are utilizing a Rider-Waite based deck to dive into the symbology. So if what I described to you does not match what you are seeing, I would presume that you do not have a Rider-Waite based deck, or they took a lot of liberties, okay? So with that being said, I want you to go ahead and just draw your attention to what are some of the main figures that you are seeing. And the big one, at least in my card that is depicted, there's an angel. And did you know this is supposed to be Gabriel? Okay, blowing the trumpet. And then there are figures that are arising. It almost looks like the resurrection, right? We have people lifting up out of the tomb. There's some mountains in the background. And we're seeing that there's another cycle. And we're going to get into some of the themes here in just a moment. But I want you to just look at this card. What are some themes that come up? If you've already studied the tarot, right? What are some themes that you already, yes, do have associated with this card? Okay. We already mentioned one of them, a really big one is this, there's been a cycle, there's been an ending, and there is a rising happening. And that's one of the big themes, right? That a cycle has ended, which we saw, we've seen that previous, right? We've seen the tower, we've seen, moving in a new direction with the star, we've seen the sun. And now we're moving, right? And we've been moving, but we're moving with a new alignment, with a new purpose. Again, this is the start of a new stage of growth. So if you are anywhere in your business life, et cetera, wanting to partner with that, and you have identified, right? That yes, we have been through the tower, for example, I've sat with the star, right? You're truly here in this place of, I am ready for my new stage of growth, and I have done the appropriate work. You're here. This is congratulations, right? You've arrived at the moment. This is typically speaking a very auspicious card. If you're utilizing this, kind of learn how to read with the cards. This typically, right? And you're going to look at the other cards around it, is going to indicate that things are working out in your favor, right? This can literally mean things like your side coming to light and being shown in a favorable manner. So think court cases, etc. This card can pop out with that. Now, when we're talking about business, right? If this is a card that you're A, deciding I'm going to work with, this is things, again, working out in your favor. This can be, again, because we're talking about cycles, right? If you are shifting how you do things in your business or shifting businesses or adding in a new business, very much judgment card energy as well. Again, we're not starting from the beginner, right? Especially if you heard me say, well, you're starting a new business. You might be thinking, well, that seems kind of like the fool. In some ways, yes. But when we are here, you have a whole breadth of experience. You are not a brand newbie. This would more look like you might be starting a new business, but it's something you've done before, or it's a business perhaps that you currently have that you're putting more attention to. You're injecting this with this energy of rebirth and rising, which is powerful, all right? So if you are wanting to relaunch a business, are relaunching a business, you're just in a phase of new energy, new life, this is it. These are the keywords that we are talking about. So I want to give you a few more images that are often associated with this card. This is the Phoenix rising from the ashes. This is, again, the renewal. What can sometimes come with this? Now, I want to give you a word of like, hey, friendly heads up. If you start working with this card, you find yourself here. If you're identifying, yes, this is where I'm at in business, this can oftentimes come with a bit of an identity crisis. Who I once was, who I want to be, and who I am now. Sometimes this can feel like it is in conflict. And that's okay. That's actually part of this card, or can be. Not always will that happen, but oftentimes I see that, and it's typically around what we're going to dive into, your value system and moving in a way that is in alignment with your values, or finding that there's something new that you value that maybe you didn't before. And so now that is requiring you to move, interact, whether it's in business life, et cetera, in a new or different way. Now, word of caution, that does not mean that you need to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Okay, so be mindful of that and really sit with, okay, if I'm having some contrast, right? I love that term. That's an Abraham Hicks term. But if you're feeling contrast, you're feeling like, ooh, okay, yes, there is a rising, there is a renewal. I'm rejuvenating my business right now, but ooh, I'm feeling some friction in how things used to be done, or maybe how you were told to do things. Really examine, especially if there's any type of voice going on that's saying quit, stop, don't move forward, or totally throw the baby out with the bathwater. Now, I'm not saying don't do that, right? That isn't the right next step, but oftentimes people will misjudge, right, what that friction and that contrast means, because their relationship with renewal to them, they're not thinking in a cycle. Right? Thinking in linear time, where if I start something new, it means that the old must totally end, rather than what we're seeing here, right? We're literally seeing the bodies rise, right? We're seeing that there is a call and an awakening, but we're not shedding the old form. Now, can that be part of it? Yes, right? But a big part of this card is what I just mentioned. It's a renewal. It's not a total starting over. And I really need to illustrate that for you guys, because sometimes people will get lost in the sauce. And then you see people manifest, right? We use these words, magnetize, whatever, same thing. The same lessons in a new form. And so I want to, again, invite you to look at, if you're sitting here and you are maybe thinking about, well, what do I do? I see people talk, oh, I'm going to start a new business, or maybe I'm going to add another income stream, et cetera, et cetera. Is this a theme that you have seen happen before? Do you find yourself always stopping your business 4 years in and starting a new one? Do you find yourself two months into business and you miss the relaunch, so you just quit and you join another one, right? Or you start an Etsy shop after Etsy shop after Etsy shop and you never stick with the same one? That would be an invitation to look at this, right? And go, okay, maybe I don't need to be in this linear way of thinking. Maybe I just need to renew, revitalize, stay with this one thing, or maybe it's multiple things. Maybe you have multiple businesses, right? Totally fine. You get what I'm saying. Okay, so let's keep moving through some of these things. But again, I want to caution you, with that identity crisis, you can look at your patterns, right? You can look at your patterns and go, okay, what have I done repeatedly and what needs to be done differently now to have a different result? Otherwise you will, I love you, but it's so true, right? And this is why the archetypes are so helpful, and for you to go, ooh, have I landed here before? And I thought this meant that I, because of the identity crisis, because of I have new values, I have new whatever, that I just have to stop and start completely over again. And again, that's a misread of the energy here. Okay, so judgment. We are rising. We are rising anew. Okay, we are rising. All right, there is a cleansing, there is a purification, there is a regeneration. It is new life, new opportunities. This is self-appraisal, right? And again, this ties back in with why that identity crisis can come up, because we're doing the self-appraisal. What do I believe in? What are my values? Who am I now? Who am I now as a business owner, now that I'm a mother? Like, oh my gosh, that was one of mine, right? Now that I'm a mom, how I move differently has to be different. Wow. And if you follow me on socials, shameless plug, make sure you follow me on the socials, The Luna Ashley on Instagram. And if you just type in Luna Ashley, you'll find me on Facebook. I'm also over on TikTok. Okay. When 2 months ago, I found out that I now have to be gluten-free, holy bananas, guys. Like, that was, all right, who am I now? I have to eat low carb. Now I have to eat gluten-free. And this is just insane. I've been on this health journey. Like, and I still don't have it figured out. And for a moment I was like, oh man, like I wanted to have it figured out. And I share with you guys everything, right? There was definitely a renewal, an appraisal of, okay, like, who am I? What do, and it can be little things like that, right? Just in how you eat. Like, it is the tarot and the archetypes that we see, you can see it in the stages of your business, in your life, in your relationships, and in your day to day, like what I just explained. Okay. So, all right, with that, this is wiping the slate clean, but I would add to that as well that you are coming with the past experiences. You're not just totally brand new. Okay. This is also, as you sow, so shall you reap. And you know, remember how we talked about looking at what you've done before, seeing if there's a pattern and if you are reaping the same thing over and over and over. If you want to have a different result, this is the invitation to do something differently as well. Okay. So with that, you guys know you get journal prompts with this. So we're going to get into that in a moment, but I really want to talk about this as well. We mentioned this. There is an invitation to look deeply at your values, who you are, what, and what you believe. And I like to really reference this as your calling. And if you follow me, and you follow me for any length of time, you'll hear me talk about this, about answering your call. Like, what is the tug that you hear? And we can see this with the trumpet that's being blown, right? They're answering to a call. And so there is a call that you hear, and you hear it, and you can either answer to it, you can say, I don't hear it, or you can say, and there's other options, right? Or you can say, maybe I'm hearing a different horn because I tried with this one and it didn't work. So I'm going to go over here. I'm just going to start over again, right? But there's a call that we all hear. I don't know what it is for you, but you know, and oftentimes we have resistance to it. We have resistance to it. I will tell you that I had fairly large resistance to, and I knew I needed to get out of the classroom. And I was very drawn to making money online. But for a while, there was a lot of resistance to that. It was my safety net. There was insurance. There was all this stuff, all these reasons. But why that didn't feel good was also why I was called to online business and really going all in with that. And so there was contrast and making the scary decision that I was going to leave my teaching job. And I do not advocate, okay, just side note, for any of you guys leaving your day gigs until you have at least comfortably replaced your initial salary, right? And you have evidence that that is repetitive. Like, don't just, oh, it happened 1 month and it's going to keep happening. I had evidence that this was happening, was continuing to happen, and then I was willing to bet on myself. Okay. But it was still scary. And I still could have made the opposite choice and not went all in on me and my business. I could have said no to social selling from the very beginning, right? But I felt the call. And I did ignore it for a while. I would see people talking about making money online, and it was always very intriguing, but I didn't know if it was really real or if it could be real for me. And so it took a while to answer that. And so I'm just saying this and sharing this so you can begin to think, what is it that I've been resisting? What is it that I've been saying? Well, that's nice for them, but I don't know that that could happen for me. You're not even asking the question. You're not even attempting. Or if you are, right? Like we talked about how there can be a misunderstanding of the judgment card. Maybe you're only trying for 2 or 3 months, or you're self-sabotaging yourself. So you're sowing and you're reaping a certain result, but it's almost a false result because you're not fully answering the calling. You're not fully stepping forward and saying, I'm willing to have my voice be heard. Even if there's only one person listening, I'm going to keep doing that because the call is so strong. This is what I mean. What is it that you feel compelled toward? And here's the thing. Some of you guys, your answer might be, well, it's not to this thing that it once was. And that, like, that's okay. Can that be okay? But if some of you guys are going, well, I do feel really compelled, but you're playing small, et cetera, just because what if you fail, right? But when the call is so strong and you meet it consistently because you feel like there's no other choice, that's where there is a magic, like true moving mountains magic. And you will know you are in this. And I liken it to this when you are falling in love. And you don't have to be convinced to spend time with somebody, or you should be doing this, or whatever. And then think about like a longer relationship, or if you've not been in one that's lasted, 10, 15 years, but you've seen that modeled where, yes, love shifts and changes, all of these things, but you still have an enjoyment of that person's company, right? And you can see that when you've been together for 35, 45, 55 plus years, and one of the spouses passes away, right? And there's just this longing, right, for their partner because there's just this deep love there. Okay, so this is what I'm talking about. It is a calling that is that deep, right? And it doesn't necessarily have to have this passionate whatever, but there is a true like for. There is not a need to convince you to do the thing. You are totally sold on it. Like you adore it. Okay. So, this is what I mean by calling and getting curious about what that can be. Right. And think about, again, I love likening this to dating when we're talking about what is your unique calling. What is that for you? Is that for some of us, right? It takes a little bit. I guess some people, they're like, love at first sight or whatever. But for some of us, you got to go on a few dates, right? There's a few dates there. It's not the immediate, right? And so allowing yourself to get curious about kind of like dating, if it's business, well, ask questions. Are you asking questions to people who are doing what it is that you're doing? Side note, my inbox is always open. If you're curious how I monetize my social media, right? Social selling is where it's at, but I think you should also have affiliate market. I mean, there's a lot, right, that you can be doing to monetize your time on social media. I am one of many mentors, okay? And I know other ones. I think someone else would be a better fit for you. You best believe I'm going to tell you. Okay, I'm not everybody's cup of tea, but if you're listening to a tarot podcast, I'm like, we're probably besties. I'm probably your jam. Okay, so anyways, your unique calling, your unique calling. My point being is that your calling is going to be different from someone else's, right? And that is okay. That is okay. Now, it's super important though that what it is that you choose to do, and I'm a big fan of, it's not so much the what as the how. Like what, how are you doing it? What are you embodying as you do it? So for example, there's a lot of, let's just use social selling as an example. There's a lot of people in social selling, obviously, right? It produces the most millionaire women like world over, right? Like this is the industry for that. So that being said, there are people who do this business vastly differently and have success, right? If we want to use money is that just so we all kind of like the same marker here. Again, it's different for everybody, but let's just utilize this so we have a similar talking point. Let's say someone says it's six figures, right? All right. If that's success, right? there are people who get there differently. There are people who hustle their face off and make a million different pieces of content and they're burnt out and all these things and they get there. And there are people who practice ease and flow and whatever, they're meditating on the mountain and they get there. And there's people who combine the two and they get there. But how do they do it? By aligning to what really fills them up. Otherwise, it will not be sustainable. You will see people burn out. You will see their bodies literally break down. The thing is, guys, you've really got to follow your calling, because people talk, right? People say they feel, then they can delude themselves, right? And if you're going, well, I want what she has and she looks successful and all these things, you got to look at the whole thing. Look at, okay, if you want a family, are you choosing a mentor who also has a family and you're seeing that they prioritize that, right? If you are someone who just loves the hustle, like, and I am to a certain extent, I do love to work. I will be honest with you. I am not the person who's going to tell you get to sit and make one post a day and, you know, do your yoni steams and home and like heal your inner child, figure, and that's what's going to do it. There is work required in anything. Okay. But finding somebody who aligns to a certain level, right, with you and what you desire and how you want to do the thing that is calling to you is key. It is crucial. All right. Otherwise you're going to end up quitting. You're going to end up burning out. You're going to end up all these things. Okay. So the biggest thing is knowing that first and foremost for yourself. But like I mentioned, being able to ask questions, being able to get radically honest, et cetera, because not being able to do that will also lead to you quitting, burning out, et cetera. There's different reasons for it. But I can't emphasize enough that you are listening to your calling and you are following your calling and not somebody else's roadmap, not somebody else's look at this pie in the sky dream. Doesn't it look fancy? Doesn't it look shiny? You should want this thing. Here's the map to get here. And they're done it. Eventually it will not feel fulfilling. Okay. So I'm going to ask you to reflect on your passions and your values. What is it that you value? This is one of the most powerful, and I've shared it before, but it works. It works here with the judgment card. So I'm going to share it again. To list out at least 5 things that you value above like anything, right? Like this is what for you to have success, right? That level of, maybe you want to call it happiness or fulfillment or whatever that you need. Okay. So for me, I'll just share mine. My first one is health, because as somebody with chronic illness, I don't have anything. I don't have time with my family. I certainly don't have the business that provides for my family. I don't have the community that I love to tend to. I have nothing if I am bedbound and having seizure after seizure after seizure. You know my story. That's where my story started, literally having seizure after seizure, being written off by the medical community. Okay. So my health is number one. So guess what, guys, my business, it has to do with health and wellness. You see how that aligns with my value? And I can always come back to that, right? If your value isn't health, or it's not at least in your top 5, and you're into health and wellness, but you really couldn't care less, that's eventually going to cause some friction. Okay. My second one is family. Like family is everything to me, like absolutely everything. All right. My daughter will always come first before anything else, before, yeah, I mean, that's just like point blank end of story. And I tend to attract a lot of other people who, you know, they're family people, whether they have kiddos or not of their own, that is important to them. Okay. My third thing is travel. I say travel slash fun. Like if I do not have a trip planned with my family going out exploring, it's no good. I should also back up. My number one with health is also spirituality. Like health and spirituality are so tied together for me. Okay. My fourth one is making sure that I am, this kind of ties in with my health. So I have like physical health, spirituality. And then the fourth one is emotional health, well-being, etc. Which putting these like in order is hard. I kind of like to think them all as equal, but also super, super, super keen. So you'll see me talk a lot about that as well. I also lump into the health, like my sobriety journey as well. Again, if you know me, and again, just sharing this so you guys can A, have some ideas and also see like, hey, maybe you're learning something about me and why I do what it is that I do. Why I encourage you so much to listen to your body and to not burn out and to spend time with your family. And then the fifth thing is being able to give back, charitable contributions, etc. That drives me because I know if I am not giving back, that I, if you guys resonate this, like definitely tag me. I start to feel almost this sense of like itchiness. I don't know how else to explain that. It's probably my ADHD brain processing things in a different kind of way, but it fuels me so much to look back at where I once was, not being able to pay for breaks during the winter time. Oh my gosh. Making hard choices about food as a teacher with a degree, right? And being able to give to food banks, etc. So anyways, I could go on and on about that, but I can see that in how we operate my business, right? And when I say my, I should also say our, my husband and I's business. We've donated multiple cars. Why? Because it's one of our values. It's one of the things that I deeply, deeply value is giving back, is charitable contribution. I firmly believe that because I've become a steward of, you know, a very successful business, but it's not just mine. And that also ties in with the spirituality, et cetera. So that's an example of me kind of doing that activity out loud with you. And it's okay to have those shift and change or overlap a little bit. But write it out and figure out what your values are. And that's going to become one of your journal questions as well. All right. So we're going to move right along. And the other thing I really want you guys to begin thinking about are the choices with that you are making in your business, in your life, et cetera, that align with your vision. And I would say your values. Okay. Very, very, very important. What is it that you are desiring? And one of my favorite activities is to literally sit there and write out on your ideal day, what do you do? Are you spending time with your husband or your wife or your partner? Maybe you're not married, right? And maybe you're spending time with a pet, or you're visiting family, or you're traveling solo around the world, or whatever. Like, what is it for you? And write out your day so that you can really anchor in, what is it that you want to be doing? And I would encourage you to include what your work looks like, right, on that ideal day as well. So mine, for example, includes like a team meeting. It includes me doing some writing, some podcasting, et cetera. And then I begin to craft my day today. So I have my long-term vision, but does my day to day begin to at least be similar, right? What are you eating? What time do you wake up? Like, you get really granular and then begin to apply this or as much as you can, right, to your day to day. Now, like, well, I'm waking up in a grand villa, Luna, and I live in a tiny apartment. Let me tell you, I started doing this when I lived in, it was maybe 800 square feet, probably less than that. It was like a one bedroom, like a tiny little St. Louis apartment when I started doing this. And I knew at the time that I wanted to live in Hawaii, and we've since, you know, crossed that off the list, etc. But I knew that I ate a lot of fruits and veggies in this. I knew that I wore brightly colored toenail paint. And so I made sure that I always had like red or pink, etc. on, because it would just lift it. It sounds like lift the vibe, right? And it sounds so silly. And I knew that I had a lot of natural light. Well, there wasn't a lot of light in this specific apartment, but I would always have the windows open. And I had a lot of different plants in there. And this is what I mean, that it doesn't have to be the villa, but how do you get close? How do you get into that? This is nice. Like, I'm not quite there yet, but this is not bad. Right? Even if, and at that time I had the choice to be focusing on how I couldn't afford brakes for my car, right? At that time, I could have been focusing on how, you know, I was making some serious choices about what I was able to eat. There was a lot of rice and beans and ramen going on. Let me tell you, I could have been focusing on that, but I really wasn't. And it's not until I can sit here and tell you, okay, yeah, we lived in Hawaii and we bought our dream home and all these things that you might listen to and go, well, that's not relatable, right? That I can look and go, it was a lot worse than what I thought it was. And why? because I wasn't focused on that. I was focused on what was working and what did feel good more than what I focused on what didn't. And so that's what I can share with you. Yes, write out that ideal day, feel into it, and how can you bring pieces of that into your now, right? That's going to be your second journal question. Okay, that's the long-term vision, aligning that with your values. Now, the other piece that I really wanted to talk to you about, and whether you found this podcast via the email that I send out or whatnot, but we talked about unleashing your authentic power, and we're going to get into that. And your power, it lies in knowing what you stand for and what you believe in. And I'm going to repeat that, okay? This has everything to do with knowing what you believe in, what those values are for you, because it's super easy. And we mentioned this at the very beginning. It's super easy to get wrapped up in what someone else believes in, how they think you should work your business, etc. And there's something alluring about that. And I need you to really understand that too, as we're talking about the judgment card and making new choices with the rebirth, the new cycle, like truly making sure that we're stepping into that, is understanding that there's something alluring about handing this power over and saying, well, that's a cool dream. You achieved it. I don't have to think. I'll just follow what it is that you said. Like, that is not sovereign behavior. That is not, and I get it. I've been there, right? But understanding like what the trade-off is, it's almost a sense of safety or security, but it's so false because it's not you in your authentic power. It's someone else. Okay. So understanding what is your calling, right? And yes, aligning with other people who have a similar calling, working in similar fields, doing it how you would like to be doing it, but not turning all of your power over, right? There's a difference in, I'm going to listen, I'm going to take some advice, I'm going to understand that there's some basics to success, right? Consistency. There's going to be some work that you have, probably a lot of work, depending on what it is that you want, right? What your goal is, a lot of work. Things are not always going to be the smooth and easy road, right? We've talked about this in the hero's journey, right? There's going to be tower moments, for example, but your power always will come back to self, aligning up with your higher power, understanding what it is that you believe in, right? Who you are, what your values are, and knowing that you can act in accordance with that. All right. So one of the really simple ways to begin looking at this, that we can turn power over, is looking at those limiting beliefs that we do hold. So anytime that you go, oh, that's nice for her, but, right, we've talked a little bit about that. Well, it would be different if I had 10,000 followers. It would be different if I had 100,000 followers like her. It must be nice, you know, but she recruits 37 people, 50 people, whatever, right? Like the story is that you're saying why it can't happen for you, that is an invitation for you to look at and go, ooh, like I get to move through this. Okay. And I have a limiting belief busting guide that you can get. It is a freebie and it is in the link in my bio. If for whatever reason you do not see it, just shoot me a message. It is, again, it's a freebie and it takes you through, I think there's at least 20 very common ones of how to take a limiting belief and just flip it on its head. Okay. So I want you to identify that. It's going to be your third question. Limiting beliefs. What are those limiting beliefs? Reflect on them. And how can you overcome that, right? Can you turn it into an opportunity to examine and go, is this ultimately true? I'll give you one of the tools from the busting guide, the limiting belief busting guide. Can you ask yourself, is this ultimately true? And 9 times out of 10, it is going to be absolutely false. Okay. There's going to be evidence to the contrary. There's going to be somebody in your exact circumstances or near to your circumstances who overcame something. Let me tell you, there are people who have 100 followers or less who built multi six-figure businesses. Hi, hello. There are people who do not have, you know, 100, 200, 300, 1,000 people on their live videos who have multi six figure businesses. Hi, hello. There are, and it's not just me, right? There are plenty of other people who don't believe in hustle 100% of the time and burn yourself out and all these things. Never take a day for yourself or you're late, right? There are so many people out there. It's finding people who are evidence, right, to the contrary of your limiting belief, okay? And again, we go more into that. But guys, we went over those questions. I kind of peppered them in there. But I want you to sit with this, and I want you to know that this is an invitation to your next cycle, okay? This is an invitation for growth. This is an invitation for you to say, I'm ready. I'm ready, and I am preparing now for that positive new beginning that you're able to see more clearly now than you were before. And what a gift that is, that you know what you stand for, that you know what you value, and you are ready to walk confidently, consistently, put the effort in because you know who the F you are. And that is how you release your authentic self, right? That is how you step into your power. That is how you listen to people who you admire, right? But without putting them up on a pedestal and look at people as peers instead of idols, gurus, etc. You're able to see people truly as human. So anyways, with that, I'm sending you guys so much love. Thanks for being here. And I will see you on the next podcast episode. Bye, guys.